And I'm Chris Watson, and you're listening to QB Talk in the Maritimes.
And this is QB Talk in the Maritimes. And like always, you can't have a show with one and not the other. Chris, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. Happy to be here. As you can see, I'm behind the wheel, not driving. I am parked, but we live busy lives, so I happen to be on the road. So, yeah, here we are. How are you?
I'm better than I deserve. I'm happy to be here. As always, a show isn't a show without QB Talking to Maritimes on a Tuesday night, let's be honest. Now, we got lots to cover. We got a short amount of time. But, you know, first things first, my brother, you joined the, you were at the legislature today. How did that go?
You know what? I think it went fairly well. You know, we saw some increases to education. We saw some increases to healthcare, which we're going to touch on.
Yep.
You know, we did see a projected deficit budget. But, you know, when you see 6 years of no spending and not taking care of New Brunswickers, it's what you get. So, you know, it is what it is when you got somebody coming in and try to fix somebody else's problems.
I couldn't agree more. Man, we have a lot to cover in a short amount of time, so I'm going to break right into it. Obviously, I have to say one thing, though. Higgins Insurance is where it's at, a very proud sponsor of this show. And, of course, Chris, why don't you tell us the next brand-new sponsor to keep you talking to Maritimes?
Yeah, so we do have another brand new sponsor, Charred Oak, a local business in St. John, New Brunswick, where they make all kinds of different things homemade, from board games, charcuterie boards to, what's the slogan? I drew a blank. Elbows up Canada sign. There's all kinds of things they can make. So again, give them a call. I think the logo's on the screen. And support local businesses. And keep your eyes open, too, at QP Talk here in the Maritimes, because with this sponsor, we're going to be doing some giveaways on local products. So there's going to be some like and shares coming up, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, you definitely want to watch out for that, guys. I spoke with Brian last night as well, who had said, you know, let's get these giveaways started. So he's obviously excited. We're excited. And, of course, you couldn't do it all without Higgins Insurance, and you guys are going to see that after brand new commercials for both products. So we're very excited, and I'm going to segue right into QB National News, Chris, because, there's a lot going on. A deal being reached with three locals out in Alberta with over 4,000 members. So, I mean, big deal, huge, huge win for all of us here across Canada, you know, and I just got to ask you what your thoughts are on news like that.
When we hear that sort of thing, when any QP group is able to achieve a contract, it's not only a win for that local, but it's a win for the labor movement as a whole. So, kudos to them. And like I say, when they win, we all win.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And of course, QP calls on Carney to support Public Solutions on the resisting the Trump tariffs, which have been just awful for here in Canada. And we're really going to feel the effects, which we'll talk about after with New Brunswick. One thing that's great about QP is, as quickly as Mark Hancock had, sent out the congratulations to him. he has to live up to that as a prime minister, as our leader here in Canada. So, you know, here's hoping that, you know, he'll be able to uphold that and keep the momentum on our side here moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And the only thing I'll really touch on with that is, you know, we will be coming up into a federal election here soon. So stay tuned, tongue-tied. Stay tuned here on QP Talk in the Maritimes, because we'll be sure to touch base all about the federal election and how you can get involved.
Oh, 100%. I can't wait. Easier for you. Easier said for you, eh? Now, the last thing I want to touch on for QP National News is Mark Hancock being in Saskatchewan to speak at that convention. You know, you have to look at it. Like, this guy seems to be popping up everywhere. You know, we knew he was in Montreal. We knew he's been in Ontario. Just a few months back, he was in Halifax, Nova Scotia, in our neck of the woods. You know, he's everywhere, and my goodness, he's making such a great impact on the labor movement and young workers to come, as he spoke at one of those, I believe it was Montreal. So, you know, what an impact this man is making on young lives and the labor movement all over Canada.
Absolutely. And that's the way it is, right, when you, with your leadership. I mean, not only on the national level, but here in the Maritimes, right? We have our provincial leaders with QPPEI, QP New Brunswick, as well as our regional staff. And, you know, they're always constantly on the road, going here, going there. You go to each other's conventions, you support one another. You know, so the leadership, you, thank God you can't see the rest of my car right now because it's a mobile office. You know, I was in one part of the province today, now I'm in another part of the province, and then tomorrow I'll be in another part. So you're constantly bouncing all around. You know, going from place to place. So, you know, I fully understand.
The life of a leader. Let's talk briefly on the nursing homes here in New Brunswick. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring that up. A lot happening there. And, you know, I just want to quickly say before you touch on it all is that us here at QP Talking to Maritimes, we support you and we stand right next to you on that front line. And we just want everyone out there to know that we support you, we care, we love you, and we're here for you.
Yeah, absolutely. For those who may not know, at QP Talk here in the Maritimes, they are actively bargaining right now. They have been at the table for the last 2 days. I know they went back to the table again this morning. I was able to run into a couple of them in Fredericton and wish them well. We're hopeful that they can come back with a tentative agreement. We've already got one group signed. We had 1252 who reached a tentative agreement, who are presenting and stuff to their members and voting and everything. So we'll hopefully hear back on them as well. But like we said, nursing home workers actively bargaining. They've been a few years without contracts. And let me tell you, I always had a basic understanding of, you know, what nursing home issues were. But now dating someone who has been a nursing home worker for 22 years has really opened my eyes to a lot of the different issues that I don't think a lot of people fully understand. You know, everything from the physical aspect, the emotional aspect, the mental aspect. Like, there is so many different things to think about in the running and in the life of a nursing home worker, you know, and it's not just, you know, the people like your PSWs and everybody else. It goes right down through, you know, your cleaning staff, your laundry staff. Like, I mean, it's the nursing home sector, like, is, just a tremendous sector, you know, hard workers, very compassionate, love them to death. Like you said, you know, we'll be here 100% to support them, and we look forward to, you know, possibly hearing the good news. You know, this government wants to negotiate these contracts, so hopefully they can get a deal done and bring something back to their members so that they can ratify that contract as well.
And remember, guys, most important, too, is if you go to qptalk.ca, there's a spot there where you guys can click on, and if you are a member of the nursing homes and you have something you want to say, like, listen, we're all yours, and we are, you know, inviting anyone that has, you know, want to share their story, maybe how long they've been involved and, you know, how excited they are and what, you know, what they're hoping for the future. And we just want everyone to know that, you know, that option is there. You know, we have been very openly available socially on all platforms, pretty darn close to it, that's for sure. So I just want to say that too to everyone out there. You know, we personally invite you to be on this show and discuss where you're at, how you're doing, where things are headed. I just want it out there because I don't want to forget to say that to you guys. So, Chris, we have a lot of stuff to cover in this on the your day on the Legislation Assembly in New Brunswick. I did say that right.
The Legislative Assembly, yes.
Thank you. See, I'm doing good. I have learned so much from you as I continue on. We're going to be together Thursday and Friday as well. I just thought of that right now. More learning.
Yes, we will.
Education.
Can never get enough.
I can't. No, I really can't. And as long as you're willing to keep teaching, I'm willing to keep listening. So,
it's just like, yeah, Lay's potato chips commercial, right? Bet you can't teach just one. No.
Wow. Wow. Okay, what do you say we take a break? We're going to come back. We're going to get into everything that went on with the driving change and delivering progress. Chris, hang tight. We'll be right back. Chris.
Nick, what's going on? Like, what's with the saw?
I'm here to help remove the tree.
What tree?
The big tree that fell in the house.
That's the tree that I talked about on QP Talking the Maritimes?
Yeah, I called the boys, man. They're coming over to help me.
Oh,
we got you.
You have to call them and cancel that because I've already been taken care of. That was 8 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Higgins Insurance. They already took good care of me. 8 years ago.
That's because there's a safety net for the unexpected.
Absolutely. They're there for when accidents happen. Call 506-849-7800, Pettengill Road, Quispam Sys. Higgins Insurance. They got you covered.
Elbows up, Canada signs.
Don't even worry about it. Here, you can have mine.
Hey, you already got one.
I did.
Yeah. That's cool. Thanks.
I didn't get another one.
Thanks.
There's a great local business right here in St. John, New Brunswick that I can get them at. Chart Oak Design. Find them on Facebook. Personalized gifts. They make just about anything.
Anything?
Absolutely. Send them an email, info@chartoak.ca, or you can give them a call, 506-343-0454. And remember, it's extremely important to support local businesses.
This is awesome. Thank you.
No problem. Enjoy.
And we are back here on QP Talking the Maritimes. As you all just got a look at the first set of commercials done by Mr. Chris Watson and myself, I am very professional. I was swinging that saw around like a pro, Chris.
I was convinced the tree was still there for a minute.
Well, I looked around. I didn't see
you.
No,
you
tree.
Were ready.
I was ready to help. Boy, if only people could see the outtakes on those ones, huh?
How do you spend a Saturday night? Yeah.
Yeah.
Budget, here we go.
It's budget time. Overall, general consensus coming out of there today, Chris. Let's get into it right now. What was the overall feeling walking out of there among you and some comrades and stuff like that?
I'm going to just, if I had to describe it in one word, hopeful. Hopeful for the future, hopeful for change, and hopeful that we can make New Brunswick a little bit better. You know, we did, like I said earlier in the program, we have seen increases to many different departments and some new things as well. I have documents and everything here. And one of the newer things was about the lunch program. That one I thought was kind of interesting. What was it here? Our government has committed $19 million for a lunch program, leveraging local foods when possible. And because a student with a full belly is a student who is ready to learn. I really like that part. I agree with, making sure our students are fed because, obviously if a student's hungry and going through whatever. But I really like the part about leveraging local foods, especially everything going on right now down south. It's very important to buy local. So I like that they included the part about leveraging local foods.
My thing on that, too, is that we don't know what's happening in homes, across New Brunswick. We have no idea. We can certainly tell you what's happening in our homes, but we can't tell you what's happening in other homes. So the idea that there's going to be something in place that are going to make sure that these children are fed. And, life happens. And sometimes we forget lunches. Sometimes we forget things. It's nice to know that New Brunswick is on our side to make sure that our children are getting fed daily when they're learning all day long.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, when we're seeing increases in all the different departments, I know New Brunswick Healthcare has been a major issue for a number of years, and it said that they're investing nearly $293 million more than last year in the Department of Health.
I love that.
So it's nice to see an increase in funds there as well. And I know you've made some notes as well, and I'm going to be personally doing a bigger debrief dive into this. More in depth tomorrow as well. The overall feeling coming out was really good. There was a lot of different labor leaders in the room who were there. And housing was a big one. Yeah. I know housing was addressed. And they're increasing the budget of the New Brunswick Housing Corporation by 18.6%. Or it's an additional $36.6 million. So that's positive.
Very positive. One thing I want to touch on, going back to the healthcare investments, is, and this is very near and dear to me, because I have a family member who is going through a lot, is the $462,000 that they're implementing into the HPV test, for the primary screening that can help catch, cervical cancer early. I thought that was a big one and a very much a must-need, because more often than not, we're hearing about these things after the fact when maybe they're too far gone. So hopefully with this being put in place, that this is going to be very beneficial to New Brunswickers and something I think is long overdue. I will say that. I really do believe it's long overdue.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's talk a little bit about I want to talk about the $2 million to expand recruitment of quality healthcare professionals. I think one of our biggest downfalls right now has been the lack thereof healthcare workers here, doctors, nurses here in our province. So I think if you're willing to put the money forth and try to get from across Canada or around the world, I think you're showing, hey, listen, I do care. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm not rich, but I'm going to do the best that I can to give you guys the resources to get these people back. Whether they're from here or whether they're not, we want to get them back here. So, and try not to drop your camera again. I think it's amazing that, you know, Susan has made these attempts, and some of them are just so good that they can't be denied.
Yeah, no, you're right. And when you're talking about the doctors and everything, I mean, it said in the report that up to 180,000 New Brunswickers still don't have a primary care provider. So investing the money into healthcare and getting the people, getting the doctors and getting the actual healthcare professionals and everything to hear and to stay here, it's going to be very detrimental into sustaining our healthcare system. And yes, my phone did drop because I'm in the vehicle, and I apologize for that. But you know what? We keep it real. We keep
we
moving.
Sure
and,
do.
You know what? It is what it is.
No editing either. Yep. This is perfect.
Absolutely.
I do want to say I was doing a little writing. I know what you're going to say, so just keep your mouth quiet. I do know how to write. One of the things that I had written down, and I got it from it was CBC. So I got this, I wrote this down from CBC, and it said the Liberals' financial plan will wipe out all the PC debt reduction with a return to a $14.3 billion accumulated debt. That is so sad that they ended up in that position because somebody didn't want to do anything that was right and help out the people of New Brunswick. And I'm saying that because and I truly believe that. And all that debt that came from, it was all wrongdoing. So when I see Susan Holt literally stepping up and she's trying to fix this healthcare crisis we're in, she's trying to fix this education crisis, you know, she's not perfect, but she seems so far to be putting her best foot forward, which to me is important, and it shows that she's, you know, she's got a little momentum in her step, so hopefully we're heading in the right direction. Chris, can you comment on that?
Yeah, no, you're right. And again, I'll use the word hopeful. You know, we see the budget, we see the increases, we're hopeful for change. But we know at the end of the day, as union leaders, we still need to make sure that the government represents labor and looks after the public sector workers. And we'll still be there to make sure and hold them accountable if things start off the rails, right? So all we can do at this time where it's a new government, new budget, is take it for what it is, look at where the investments are going in it, and just make sure that they stay on the right path and try to fix the issues, really. And try to sit down with them and say, you know, these are some of the major issues. This is what we need fixed, and let's address it and let's get it fixed. And I really think that, you know, if government wants to know how to fix things, a lot of the times they'll go to people that they know that they've elected or people in different positions, but they need to talk to the frontline workers, talk to the leaders, because at the end of the day, there's where you're going to get the real stories. They're the ones that, you know, day in and day out know what it's like to work short staffed, you know, to work when dealing with, extra stress because, you know, they feel like they have to come in. I shouldn't say they feel like they have to come in. They want to come in, right? Because, you know, when we provide these public services that we don't do it obviously for the money because, you know, we're always pushing for higher wages. We do it because we care. We care about our jobs and we care for the public. And that's why we do it. So, we got to make sure that we hold government accountable still. But I'm hopeful that moving forward, based on the budget, that we're moving in the right direction.
I hope so. I really, really hope so. It's an opportunity. I'll say that. It's an opportunity. And that's going to be the key word coming out of this, I think, is opportunity. And you know what? You have to do right by the public and the public sector. I mean, I always say, you see those buses go by, you know, they're union. You see education, you see hospitals, nursing homes, and the list goes on and on. And, you know, we are very happy to be doing what we do. And I don't want to stop doing what I do. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
We get to an age where we retire. And one of the things I want to talk about is the budget. They made sure to take care of, I'm gonna call it the elderly, but I just thought that's nice. It's good because when you get older, you worry more and you get scared. And that to me is worrisome. Worrisome for me because my folks are getting older and I don't like it when they have to worry. How happy are you that, you know, they address that? And they make sure that, you know, again, it falls back to nursing homes as well, making sure that, you know, they have a place to go and there's places available. But how great is that for you to see that, you know, they're taking care of our elderly?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely important. At the end of the day, I mean, we do have an aging population here in New Brunswick. So to see that they're putting some money into that and trying to take care of our seniors, it's very important, you know.
That's a better word.
You can't say enough. I mean, yeah, I am lost for words, but, it's extremely important. I mean, we got to take care of our seniors, right? I mean, they've worked their whole lives. They put their time in. You know, they've taken care of us by working and everything. So it's fine for us to take care of them.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. And I just think it's great. I mean, vaccines, if you're over 75, that'll be taken care of. Like, I think all that stuff is wonderful news. I mean, all of this will remain to be seen. Chris and I could sit here for an hour and talk about it, but it all remains to be seen because this is day one. This is where everything just got put into place. So it's going to be interesting, and people need to remember, hold them accountable. They Absolutely. Have made these decisions. You need to hold them accountable to them. And, you know, and don't think for one second that we're not doing the same, because we are. We are very proud New Brunswickers.
That's right. And I know it's tough, right? And that was the biggest thing when they projected that deficit. And I just wanted to kind of touch on like the conclusion part when they said about that they had to make some tough decisions as they built this budget. But they knew that if the choice was between presenting a balanced budget or doing what was right for the people of the province, they would choose New Brunswickers and their priorities every single time.
100%. Can we? I just want to throw this out there, and I want you to throw it back at me if you don't think it's going to make any real sense. But when they say that we're going to have a deficit of $549 million, let's keep in mind the amount of money that we had to also put in to counteract these tariffs. I'm not saying that we're putting $549 million in it. That's not what I'm saying. But we are putting a fair amount of money into that because we have to. So if that wasn't happening, we probably, I'm not saying we break even because we don't. I mean, it's just, we don't. It is what it is. But do you think, Chris, in your own mind, that had we not had to focus on the tariffs and the things that are happening in America right now, that maybe, just maybe, we finish a little closer to the zero than we are?
Well, my honest opinion, I'm going to say no. Because we saw 6 years of underspending We saw 6 years of a conservative government who didn't invest in workers, didn't invest in healthcare, didn't invest in anything. Just basically kept lining up this, you know, boasting about having a big surplus. And, you know, when you have that big of a surplus, then it shows that you haven't invested in New Brunswickers. You know, if they did it in smaller increments over their course of 6 years, it might have been a little bit closer, but where they basically did nothing, in my opinion, they really did not look after workers in this province, and now we're seeing the effects of it, and this is what it is. I don't think, you know, if you had seen a Liberal government, NDP government, Green government, I think if you had seen any other color in there, except for the color that was in previous, then you were going to see a deficit. I think it's extremely hard to have a balanced budget when you're left with a crumbling foundation.
I agree with that, and I'm going to read you something else that came from CBC as well, and it kind of adds to what you said. For too long, the Higgs government singular focus was to balance budgets and debt reduction, which served as a detriment to New Brunswickers. And that is exactly basically what happened. Was, you're right, he didn't do anything to further our cause. It just was like he was more worried about making sure that he was satisfied with what he saw versus New Brunswickers. And that's, you know, kind of why we're in this position we're in.
That's right. I mean, there's a reason why you saw one of the largest strikes in New Brunswick history, right?
Man, didn't...
Within QP, right? We were 2021, we were on the picket line. Biggest QP strike in New Brunswick history, so...
Good documentary on that as well, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
Absolutely. Great book, too.
Yes, it is. I recommend anyone pick it up, read it, take a watch on YouTube. Chris, look it, you can't keep me here all night long. I've got things to do. I've got people to talk to. I know you like to chat. Just kidding. You have any special quotes for everyone tonight, buddy?
Well, it just so happens that I do. And it says, in unity, there is strength. We can move mountains when we are united and enjoy life. Without unity, we are victims. So stay united.
I like that. Okay, well, that's it. We're done. We're gone. We're going to come back here next Tuesday night and just do some more talking as we always do. Chris, as always, it was a pleasure to have you here. Thank you. I couldn't do this show without you, brother.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, my friend. And again, thank you to our sponsors. And stay tuned for the giveaway from that good local sponsor, Chart Oak.
Thank you, brother.